The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We kick off Hour 2, the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls, so to the phones we go. Let's talk to Krister in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Krister.
Hi, guys. Hey. I got a nice little story. You know, in I gotta take it from the beginning. Way back before we had limousines, or actually at the time when the limousine were horse-driven, there was this company that had one of these limousines with a horse. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Just listening to you.
Okay, I got them. And what happened in the horse, the name of this horse was Frey. Frey was a nice horse, and so they named the company after this horse.
Okay.
Now, what happened to the company was that they expanded, and they bought or built or whatever a hotel.
So they went from limousines
to hotels and named the whole company after the horse named Frey.
Frey, got it.
Exactly. And this Frey's Hotel, in the middle of central Stockholm, down, they have, since 1999, been running it like kind of like an anarchist, hotel. Because
An anarchist hotel?
Yeah, what happens at an anarchist hotel?
Yeah, I'll give you the details. The manager of the hotel, she wasn't happy about it because they had low. There weren't too many people, in her staff that were pleased with what they were doing. They had a lot of people being homesick, and people were nagging in between each other, and they had
a lot of strife. The employees aren't getting along, not showing up for work.
Exactly.
Now, is this before they went to the so-called anarchist model or afterwards?
No, this was before.
Okay.
Up till 1999. Now, she thought I have to do something, and it's got to be radical because of the situation. And they had a low turnover, and profits were really, really bad. I don't know if they were losing money or whatever, but they had a really hard time to survive.
So what'd they do?
She actually got rid of herself, so to speak, or she made everybody a manager of whatever they wanted to manage.
Really? You know, that actually reminds me of market-based management. I don't know if it's a good idea to say, we're an anarchist hotel. That might scare people a little bit. But there's actually a privately run company here in America. I believe it's the second most profitable privately run company in America. And it's run by, oh my gosh, I don't remember the man's name now. But he's a big fan of Ludwig von Mises and the Austrian School of Economics and that sort of thing. And he actually basically encourages his employees to essentially, if they create more value for the company, then they get a share of that value. So that's one of the things that he does. It's called market-based management. So therefore, there's no command and control structures. There's no middle managers or anything like that. Everybody just works at the. They just do the job they're supposed to, and they're encouraged to come up with new revolutionary ways as far as how they can get their jobs accomplished. And if they do come up with these new ways of doing things, then they're rewarded for it by the company.
That sounds like a good idea to me, but I don't know about letting people just manage whatever area they want to manage. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that would work. This is what happened.
After they did this change in management, what happened was that everybody, nobody was sick. At least they almost dropped to zero the illnesses and everything because people really enjoyed being at work, and they were getting along much, much better. And customers noticed that the service was excellent.
Really?
So the turnover and the profit really skyrocketed. And so they raised their salaries to everybody. And it's one perfect example of I don't know if you can call it anarchism, but it's actually, I don't have
it's,
a better
I would call it more
right
of a
now,
decentralized, a horizontal structure of organization rather than a vertical one. For instance, you know, top down, you've got the top manager and then the assistant managers and then the low-level managers and then all the associates. That's kind of your typical company. It's a rearranging of that, essentially.
It is.
Very
and everybody feels like they're important, and everybody acknowledges each other's field of responsibility and so on. So it's they come along very well.
And if you can get that to work in social, if you can get something like that to work in socialist Sweden, then more power to you. Krister, we appreciate the information. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. In fact, he sent me an email to sort of give me a little bit more information on this, and apparently... let me give you a few highlights from this. This is their website, phrasehotels.com, saying that in September of 1999, the founders of the hotel opted to do something as radical as abolishing all managerial levels, and staff took over running of the entire company. We have all since that lived through an exciting journey filled with new experiences. So here's some of the things that they do. All staff are allowed to choose their own titles, and they can change these whenever they feel they have grown out of them.
I'd like to change my title to King of the Universe.
Okay, you can do that.
Guys,
you are Free Talk Live's King of the Universe.
That's right.
Congratulations.
So you're King of the Universe as far as this show is concerned.
Mm-hmm. And so you could be king of, say, the towel closet at the hotel if you were someone that worked at the hotel.
Towel closet king. I like the sound of that.
All staff strive
king
to do...
anything really is good enough for me.
All staff strive to do what inspires them. Each and every member of the staff has a coach group within the team from which they can get support. Each and every member of staff is responsible for one or more areas of development. We make our decisions using concordance, which is an advanced form of consensus. Everyone concerned and or who has competence in the matter makes the decision. Openness is crucial and respect is taken to both sense and feelings. All staff take responsibility for arranging stand-in staff when they are away from work. And according to Krister and this the hotel's own website, that this is something that's working out for them. They just sort of went for it to see what would happen if they changed their managerial structure, and as it turns out, it's working. Now, what I was talking about before, Koch Industries is what it is. That's the company that here in America is one of the most profitable privately owned companies in America, and they're run through this, it's a similar non-top-down structure. One of the things that I was researching this market-based management idea, one of the things that they were talking about was that basically instead of laying off people, what they do is they give them an opportunity to create new jobs for themselves. So, for instance, they were going to get rid of some jobs, and they said, well, no, instead, here, we're going to give you the opportunity to create a job for yourselves. And the group of people that they were going to be laying off actually started up an internal construction company in order to compete with external construction companies that, you know, for instance, you got to build a new facility.
Right.
Well, they're going to come in and do the job, or they're going to compete against the other companies that are out there wanting the same job. So these guys, instead of losing their jobs, actually created a whole new arm of the company just on their own.
And as a result, they would obviously be able to provide to the company construction of their facilities at a better price than an outside company would, because they don't have that extra level of profit built in.
Exactly. So that's just one example of the ways that this market-based management sort of asserts itself on a company. And I wish I had some more examples in front of me, but obviously I don't. I'll see if I can pull up a few more, because it's pretty neat. And the idea of getting rid of the top-down command and control structure. Because nobody likes having a boss, right?
Not if it's a bad one.
Well, especially if it's a boss that does a lot of sitting around the office, acting like he knows what's going on, when in fact he never leaves his office and he's just pushing papers around, acting like he knows what's happening on the floor.
I like it best when they're, like, drunken and mean and dock your pay just
the
for
bosses.
Kicks. Yeah.
Are you taking a shot at one of our former radio managers?
No, I think he's suggesting things that he wants you to do in the future.
Oh, start drinking?
Right, start drinking and docking his pay.
Why don't I try that before the show? Maybe an hour before the show, just start getting trashed.
I would love to see you start drinking again.
You saw it once.
I know I did. It was fantastic.
And now I'm stopped. 800-259-9231. All right, you bring in whatever's on your mind. Also, on the way, since we're talking about business, what happens when a company outsources its health care? You might be a little shocked and surprised. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. We've got the bulletin board system there. With over 115,000 posts, over 1,200 people are interacting. There's all kinds of different stuff to talk about, everything from serious issues to fun stuff, all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, Krister in Sweden called in about a hotel in
I guess Stockholm, that has abolished its middle management levels, essentially. It's abolished all of its managers and has set the employees in charge of the hotel, basically, which is sounds pretty radical on its face. But it reminded me of something that I'd come across earlier this year that I just found amazing, pretty mind-bending, actually. It's a company called, apparently it's Koch. I thought it was Koch Industries. It's Koch Industries, K-O-C-H. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did an article about their acquisition of a company you might have heard of, Georgia-Pacific.
They make brawny paper towels and northern bathroom tissue and all that stuff.
Gotcha. Right, and some industrial stuff as well. In fact, most of Koch Industries is industrial-level products, stuff that you and I won't ever come across. But Georgia-Pacific, you will actually run across some of their products.
Just about every corrugated cardboard box you ever see will have a GP logo on
That's
the bottom
why.
Of it.
That's why. Yep.
Right. So, apparently, I just want to fill you in on this. This market-based management, because I found it fascinating. And I wanted to bring it up, and it just got lost in the prep that we never got to. So, there's nothing like a dose of Austrian economics to juice up the getting-to-know-you process. Georgia-Pacific, meet Charles Koch, a Midwesterner on a mission to take some of corporate America's longest-held principles and turn them upside down. Part philosopher, large part tycoon, Koch has wasted no time introducing himself to the new recruits at Georgia Pacific, just 2 days after a privately held Koch Industries announced its eye-popping plans to acquire the Atlanta Fortune 500 company. There was the professional chairman at the head of a class schooling 70 Georgia Pacific executives in the ways of his Wichita, Kansas-based empire. Let other companies have their Six Sigma and one-minute managers.
That's got to be tough. You know, you're the Georgia Pacific managers, and you guys have done things the way you've done things all along, and somebody buys the company, and
it's all going
to
change.
It's difficult.
2 days
have,
later, he's like, all right, here we go. This is what's going to be different about your
life. This is how we completely change your management style and your management position, and, you know, here you go. This is how it's going to be. Enjoy that.
And he wasted no time on it.
Yeah,
that was great.
This guy's great. This guy is almost a hero to me. Koch Industries is sticking to a homegrown style that's grounded in the free market principles espoused by economists like Ludwig von Mises and Friedrich von Hayek. Adding a little psychology and science to the mix, and you've got what Charles Koch calls market-based management. It's actually a trademarked set of business principles that he credits with making Koch Industries the $60 billion private powerhouse that it is today. Boiled down to its simplest terms, Koch's philosophy pushes people to think like entrepreneurs, to constantly question themselves and each other. That's something you just don't see in corporate America. I mean, you're encouraged to do what you're supposed to do in your job.
In CYA.
Yeah, exactly. You have a certain set of responsibilities, you get them done, and then you go home. That's a job in America today. But he's trying to teach his people to think like entrepreneurs, which is something you don't get in high school either. I mean, so for a lot of people, this is going to be a totally alien-style mindset. They're not used to thinking like this. That's one of the reasons why they have jobs in the first place.
Right.
So, forget the old top-down command and control stuff. Koch contends his company's more like a free nation, where the native language is spoken in terms of comparative advantage and spontaneous order. Although no one's saying exactly how the Koch way will play out at GP, the deal's not yet complete. Employees can expect a lot of focus on individual performance. For example, Koch Industries puts a lot of emphasis on measuring profit or loss, even at the lowest levels of business, management experts say. Although it's not always possible, the company aims to break down the various bottom lines across its sprawling segments by each and every employee. If a business unit has a successful year, the ideal is that you could analyze what each person's contribution was and reward them accordingly, said Koch Industries spokesperson Mary Jarvis. That's very difficult to do, though. It's one of the hardest parts of market-based management. With 30,000 employees in 50 countries and growth of 1,600-fold since 1961, Koch Industries must be onto something, even if it's not a household name. Koch Industries could possibly be the largest and best-managed company that you've never heard of. Everybody knows about Microsoft and some of the other big... Warren Buffett, he's one of the richest guys out there, but who's heard of Charles Koch before?
I haven't.
Me neither. The mystery won't last long, though. By midweek, the Koch mantra had made its way onto coffee tables, desks, and other surfaces at Georgia Pacific's headquarters, manifested in stacks of Koch-themed articles from business publications, including one titled Creative Destruction 101. Correll, who's been beaming since Koch came to town on Sunday, cautioned executives that they were merely getting a glimpse into the future last week. For the time being, he said, it's still business as usual at Georgia Pacific. The Koch business philosophy is still somewhat of a work in process, evolving with a spidery diversification of the Koch family business owned mostly by Charles Koch, who is now 70, his brother David, 65, and a few of their other friends, an MIT-trained engineer and ardent anti-communist, who is his Charles Koch's father, co-founded the company in 1940 as an oil refiner. As the story goes, one fateful day in 1962, Charles Koch, who also was an MIT engineer, plucked a book off of his father's library on the free market principles of the so-called Austrian School of Economics. He says, the experience changed my life. After Koch took over the company when his father died in the 1960s, he spent the next three decades knocking down the command and control tenets of traditional corporate structure and replacing it with more of an intellectual framework. Now, when somebody inherits daddy's business, from what we've seen, a lot of them don't really know what they're doing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. Daddy builds a great business, and then the child, you know, lets it languish or runs it into the ground.
Right. In this case, Charles Koch made it much more than what it ever was. It's no surprise that Koch was also a founder of the Cato Institute, a Washington think tank that espouses free markets and limited government. Finally, Koch has been busy in recent years expanding those free market ideas on a big scale. Last year, they paid $4.2 billion for Invista, a DuPont synthetics fiber subsidiary. That acquisition involved 18,000 employees, 50 plants and operations in Kennesaw, Georgia. And it just goes on to talk about some of the different ways that the market-based management actually works. As I mentioned before, him giving the opportunities to some employees that were going to be laid off to create a new job for themselves, which they actually did. And apparently what they do is they send all of their employees to training programs. They have this market-based management in place, different classes, essentially, that teach different economic concepts to your average employee, which I think is great. I mean, what better place to learn about the economy than from your employer, because the government schools just aren't doing the job? The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231.
Everyone should figure to learn about economics on their own from lots of different sources. I don't know that necessarily your employer is all that great of a place to find out about it.
Well, if that's where you have to find out about it, then that's what you're going to do. These people are individuals that have never come across these ideas before. So three cheers to Charles Koch for putting these ideas in people's heads. 800-259-9231. All right, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Also on the way, again, talking about business right now, prices are going up in America, and business owners are having to cut costs and outsource, and now they're outsourcing health care. We'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions. Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light, just with another Car Clinic Minute. Tony Bennett sang, "Fly Me to the Moon." Back then, that was a far trip. But now, dozens of closer moons circling the globe make travel on Earth heavenly. I'll position it all for you when we come back. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Ancient mariners navigated by the one and then only moon. But travelers today negotiate seas and streets alike by a constellation of 27 Earth-orbiting satellites that enable global positioning systems, or GPS. Weighing 3,000 to 4,000 pounds each, GPS's solar-powered satellites circle the Earth twice a day, and GPS receivers pinpoint your location by finding the distance to at least three of these satellites, then extrapolating the data by a process called trilateration. The next time you leave your heart in San Francisco, you'll know just where to find it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both available for you at freetalklive.com. So I actually had just a few more things I wanted to highlight about Koch Industries. Just a fascinating company. It's privately owned. Normally when you think about companies, you think about McDonald's or Microsoft, and these are all publicly owned companies. And there's a big difference, apparently, between being publicly owned and privately owned, and I never really even thought about it. Plus, also, talking about this market-based management idea, an idea that essentially slices out layers and layers of useless middle managers, this kind of top-down command and control style business management structure that we're all used to working under, and essentially turning over more responsibility and more control to the actual low-level employees. In fact, one of the things that they do at Koch Industries is they actually give people at all levels of the business an incentive. So in a lot of companies, you'll get incentives if you're the GM. You know, if you're the GM and your particular store is really performing, then you're going to get a nice little take-home at the end of the
year.
You
know, there was the way it was with the radio station that I worked at.
Where the GM got the bonus?
No, at the end of the year, they tallied it all up and they decided how much money they made, and then they cut a percentage of that profit, and they cut it up amongst all the employees, each of them getting, you know, a different amount for their particular billawack.
Ah.
And I thought it was a great idea. So if the jocks got a bonus if we made a bunch of money, the DJs got a bunch of bonuses if we made a bunch of money, or the guy who made the commercials, or the woman who scheduled the commercials, or whatever, the guy who cleaned up, they all made money if they did their job well, and we all made money.
Well, this one, I don't know if you should. What if you didn't do your job well? Did you still get a bonus? What if you just sort of sneaked by, shirked some of your responsibilities.
So if there was one lazy fool who didn't do everything, but everybody else was productive, lazy fool got a bonus as well. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too effective.
It beats the heck out of not giving bonuses.
I understand. It's good for the ones that got the bonus, but the lazy people don't deserve it, in my opinion. Well, Coke promotes performance-based pay, doled out in the form of bonuses and other incentives to people who create value and thereby profit. For instance, with a team of pipeline operators in Minnesota, when they took it upon themselves, again, they encouraged their employees to just think entrepreneurially, think of ways that they can increase the profit for the company. And if they increase profit for the company, they'll get rewarded. So this team of pipeline operators just took it upon themselves to figure out how to change pump pressures to boost capacity by 15%.
Wow.
Instead of spending tens of millions of dollars on expanding the pipeline, Coke cut each worker involved a check averaging 15% of his annual pay. Of his annual pay.
That's a pretty good
That's a nice bonus.
Yeah, that's a nice bonus.
It's almost an extra month's pay, obviously.
Exactly. So Coke is known for rewarding people. He's very focused on having and hiring the right kinds of people, hardworking people that are comfortable with the idea that creativity comes from the bottom up. And then it goes on to talk about how apparently Mr. Coke actually reinvests 90% of his profits into the businesses where they're generated. So 90%, only 10% goes into a bank account.
Wow.
That's just tremendous.
It is. It's a lot.
Is that unusual in the business world? I mean,
it would depend on your business model.
I suppose so. And finally here, talking about how apparently it's so much better to be private, at least as Coke sees it, because you don't have to worry about living quarter to quarter, as they put it. With all this public pressure from going quarter to quarter, Georgia Pacific, for instance, can now focus on long-term goals, which Coke told employees in announcing the deal, rather than paying out dividends, he reinvests 90% of the profits into the businesses. So this is something that you can't do as a publicly owned company, I suppose. There's just certain constraints.
Absolutely, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, there's certain constraints that are put on you by the stockholders to where you can't do anything.
Not only by the
flexibility.
Not only by the stockholders, but also by the government, by the SEC and stuff like that. There's certain reports you have to file. There's certain ways you have to run things in the company. There are certain meetings you have to have at certain times, and everybody who owns X number of shares gets this much voting power. And
so why would you want to actually go public? I mean, as a company, is it just because you
want
money?
I know they get rich. They get rich when they go public.
You just want money. You want people to buy up your business and essentially give you money.
Right.
So they could have say in how the business is run. It doesn't sound like a good idea. I certainly would never make Free Talk Live a public.
Well, then you'd
company.
Be responsible for the management of it to a lot of different people. The shareholders, you'd have to explain why it is that you did what you did with this radio show at
yeah.
a particular time.
Yeah. I don't want that accountability. I like being in charge.
Yeah.
So I'm with this guy. And I actually, you know, to an extent, even though this guy is running a multi-billion dollar industry, I mean, with multiple different companies under his wing, this is a huge organization, Coke Industries. Essentially, Free Talk Live is run in a similar fashion. I mean, there's no paychecks for you guys, but if you come up with a way to create some profit for Free Talk Live, then I give you the opportunity to share in it, basically.
That's true.
Right. That there's no salary, true. Is that if that's what you're saying?
Exactly.
I mean, when you get a check, it's a paycheck.
Right.
So there's paychecks, there's just not salaries.
Exactly. So you're the sales guy, and when you come up with sales, you get a percentage. Johnson came up with the idea for the Free Talk Live store, so he got that opportunity thrown to him. And, Torgo, you're pretty much doing nothing.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
800-259-9231. All right.
Can I get a cut of whatever profits my funny brings?
Oh, if it only brought some.
I know. Oh.
It's too intangible. We can't say that because you're funny that we've got more profits as a result of it.
I want every amplifier who's signed up because I'm funny to email Ian and let him know.
All right, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Give that a shot. All right, speaking of companies and talking about business, healthcare is going outside of the country. Because prices are rising, right, Mark? I mean, the government mandates on health care coverage, forcing businesses to make some important decisions. What's going on?
Well, it looks like U.S. employers, you know, they're outsourcing everything, and it looks like U.S. employers are offshoring health care, too. After going overseas to outsource everything from manufacturing to customer services, American businesses pressed by rising health care costs are looking offshore for medical benefits as well. A growing number of employers that fund their own health insurance plans are looking into sending ailing employees abroad for surgeries that in the U.S. cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Really?
Excuse me, more. Carl Garrett of Leicester, North Carolina, will fly to an to a state-of-the-art New Delhi hospital. I'm not sure that I've ever heard those two terms used.
State-of-the-art and New Delhi.
Yeah,
hospital. Maybe it's state-of-the-art for New Delhi. No.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful with state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
That just simply means where it's at today. Right? I mean,
right.
State-of-the-art. It is the state. That's where it is.
No, state-of-the-art means the best equipment that what can be created now.
In right. India.
Means
in
what?
New Delhi.
No. I don't particularly define it that way.
I mean, maybe, you know, they've got special goats for you know, for cleanup or whatever.
Something
purpose.
Like that. All right. He'll be in that hospital in September.
All new high-tech curry. You know?
For surgeries to remove gallstones and to fix an overworn rotator cuff. His employer, Blue Ridge Paper Products Incorporated of Canton, North Carolina, will pay for it all, including airfare for Garrett and his fiance.
Hey.
The company will also give Garrett a share of the expected savings up to $10,000 when he returns.
Wow.
Yeah. Garrett chose to go abroad rather than have the operations locally, where he would have paid thousands of dollars in deductibles and copays.
So wait, the guy actually chose this. It wasn't the company that ordered him to go over there.
Right. Right.
The company presented him with an option and said, you can go here to Mercy General, and it'll cost us and the insurance company $39,000 for the procedure,
right,
and it's going to cost you, you know, $6,000 in deductibles over the course of time. Or you can go to New Delhi. We'll pay for everything. We'll cut you a check, and, you know,
you get a little vacation.
It's state-of-the-art over there is what I hear. That's what they tell me.
I don't know, man. Which one would you take, Mark?
I'm getting my operation in America.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if he? I mean, what if it could be?
But we also know that Mark doesn't like brown people.
Well, Torgo, what
he definitely doesn't want one cutting him open.
I mean, look, I don't know. New Delhi does not raise in my mind a sense of security. No, like a hospital in New Delhi, it just doesn't. Sorry.
So you don't believe them when they say it's state of the art?
A state of the art for what?
What if they can prove to you?
Just because most of the doctors are 11 years old doesn't mean that there's a problem with the hospital.
Now, that's not fair. You're not being fair to...
I know. So far, I've made jokes about curry, goats, and sweatshops. I mean, that's all India is to me.
1-800-259-9231. Well, that happens to be where some of the best educated kids are coming out of. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Get up a bit of a businessy tinge this hour, just by coincidence. Just happened to stumble across the market management ideas of Koch Industries, and shared some of them with you. And now we're talking.
Now, that's not Koch as in Coca-Cola. That's a
or K-O-C-H. That's K-O-C-H, as in a man's last name. And now we're talking about outsourcing healthcare. Apparently, there's at least one company, and probably more, that are giving their employees a simple choice. The choice is, okay, you can spend a few thousand bucks on hospital costs and co-pays and whatever else you spend
whatever
money
it takes,
on.
Whatever it takes to get whatever major operation that an employee would...
We'll cover most of the operation. And,
you'll cover a bit?
You can go to the hospital down the street from you. Or you can go to New Delhi and go to a state-of-the-art facility there. They're going to take care of the procedure. We'll cover the plane ticket for not only you but also your fiancé. And then we're going to cut you a check because we're saving so much money by going with the New Delhi hospital that we're just going to make it worth your while to choose this option. So here's a nice check for a few thousand bucks. That's not too shabby.
The gentleman's name is Mr. Garrett, Carl Garrett, and he says, I think it's a great thing, the 60-year-old technician said. 60-year-old has a fiancé. Maybe it will drive down prices.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying it's odd.
Okay, I'm sorry. My grandfather died 15 years ago. Uh-huh. My grandmother got remarried. She was about 60 years old at the time she got remarried. That's not that odd.
How long was she engaged? Doesn't seem like there'd be a very long engagement.
About though. A year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can find someone else at that age, then more power to you.
Maybe it will drive down prices of surgeries here in the U.S. Blue Ridge, which employs 2,000, the company, Blue Ridge, which employs 2,000 of 2,000 employees and funds its own health plan, began studying the idea of frustration without raising rates at local hospitals. Company officials said, Blue Ridge healthcare costs have doubled in the last 5 years to about $9,500 per employee.
And that's something that has to be passed on to the customers.
And who else would it go to?
Right.
The hospitals have a monopoly. They don't care, because where else is a patient going to go? The benefits director, Bonnie Blackley, said, we were going to go to, we're going to go to India, is what she said. Every year, tens of thousands of Americans travel abroad for
cheaper tummy tucks and angioplasties. This medical tourism has typically been reserved for the uninsured procedures or uninsured patients. No major insurer offers such travel, but several employers that fund their own benefit programs have expressed interest, according to consultants and medical tourism agencies. No statistics are readily available on how many companies have done it or any of this stuff, so I'd say you probably are going to see this coming down the pipe with insurance companies, too, as a
maybe so.
Option.
That's a great term, medical tourism. I like it.
It's kind of interesting.
It would seem to me that one of the negative sides, one of the downsides to going to, say, New Delhi or somewhere else around the world and get your medical procedure done is, what about the warranty? I mean, do you get warranties on medical procedures to where, something has just started bleeding again, you can't exactly rush over to New Delhi in order to have that taken care of? Will the hospital down the street handle that for you?
Well, they will handle it.
But they're going to charge you through the nose
because
you didn't have it done there.
There's consultants that deal with this, so I would imagine that there's some company involved in it where you get a level of, I don't know, the only warranty you could get would be refunds.
How would you feel if this was presented to you, if this offer of, you can either go here and have to pay money or go to New Delhi and we'll cut you a check? Which healthcare choice would you make? 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
So have either of you guys been through an operation where you've been put out?
I've never been through any kind of an operation.
I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you anesthetized?
I presume.
You were knocked out, right?
I was knocked out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What's the relevance?
I'm just telling you, I don't think I'd feel particularly comfortable doing
being knocked out in New Delhi?
Yeah, really. Wake up with like one kidney, if I'm lucky.
Whoa, you think you're going to go over to New Delhi for a procedure and while you're out they're just going to be harvesting you for parts?
What are you going to do? I mean, what happens if something goes wrong? I'm totally going halfway around the world for an operation? No, I am not comfortable with that.
All right, that's what I want to know.
Okay,
how
now,
you feel?
I can understand not being comfortable going so far away for an operation because if something happens and you would need to go back for any reason, you know, you're going to an area that's unfamiliar to you. I can understand
sure.
that. But to sit there and go, I'm not going over there because while I'm out, they're going to take one of my kidneys.
It's
and,
just what, it's you know, one of the
I
many
hope
possibilities.
That I hope that check the company cuts me is large enough to cover getting the scalpel removed that they left inside me because they have no talent. What are you talking about?
I don't know. They don't necessarily have to provide the same level of medical care in New Delhi that they do in America. If you provide poor medical care in America, you're in big old trouble. People are going to
How do you know that?
What?
There's poor medical care all over America.
Look, I've been in hospitals in America, and I've been in hospitals out of America.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, the hospitals I want to go to are in America.
But you haven't been to this one in New Delhi, so you
sure.
can't talk trash about it.
It's state of the art, you know. It's not.
I'm only telling.
Not some guy in his mud hut. You know,
I've seen pictures of New Delhi, and there's a lot of guys in mud huts there.
Hey, that's the third option. If you choose the guy in the mud hut, we'll just cut you the check for the $40,000. Let's go to the phones. It's Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with the Torgo and Mark. Hey, Fred.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Going back to the corporations, and I'll talk about the doctors. But one of the things about the corporations is why they do that for privately owned companies. I think this is one of the big reasons. It shares the tax load of that privately owned company.
Wait. What are you talking about?
He's talking about a reason why public companies go public as opposed to staying privately held.
It shares the tax load?
I'm talking about there is a difference between privately owned and publicly owned. Publicly owned, you have stockholders, right? You have to satisfy the stockholders. But in a privately owned company, the reason why they started doing that for this way here, it puts the tax load on all the employees, even though they are willing to do it. It's great, you know. This way, instead of the owner paying all the taxes on the whole company, each one of his employees helps pay those taxes. Follow me?
I think I'm following you. So you're saying
this is one of the reasons why they do it.
You're saying that the
$1 billion profit. You're a privately owned company. You make $1 billion profit, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you can take $1 billion and put part of that profit into the hands of your employees, then they're going to pay part of that tax load.
Right. And that's the point of going public?
No, I'm not. Wait, now you're talking about private and public.
Right. I'm
talking
saying
about private right now.
Okay, you're talking about in private. So how is it that? Okay, so you're saying that. You're going to give more of your profits to your employees, so you don't have to pay taxes.
No, they'll pay part of your tax load. They're going to benefit, and you're going to benefit.
So
in a public corporation, you have stockholders.
You're going to benefit because you're having less profit, so therefore the government takes less money of your
profit?
Now,
you're going to have less tax load. If you're the owner of a big company and you're private, you're going to have less tax load because your employees are going to share in that tax load.
All right, now I just want to make sure I got this because you keep talking about your tax load, the employees sharing in the tax load. Let's say I own the private company, I made $1 billion profit this year.
Right.
I take $100 million of that and spread it out amongst all of the various areas of my company.
Right.
To my employees and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's $100 million. Now that's $100 million that they have been given and then have to pay taxes on as bonuses.
So that's going to increase their annual salary.
It is going to increase their annual salary.
Now they're going to have more taxes to pay, but everybody benefits from that kind of thing. In my opinion, everybody benefits.
So I see. I think I see what he's saying. You pay out a whole bunch more money to your employees, but then you don't get to keep all your $1 billion, right? I mean,
if you keep all the $1 billion, you got to pay all those darn taxes.
Right. So it's a better way to get more money out of the hands of the government and keep it in the hands of your employees. That's what
you're saying.
Amen.
Sure.
I get it now.
And as far as going overseas to the other hospitals over to New Delhi,
yeah,
most of the doctors are probably trained in this country. And they used to stay here. You go in the hospitals, you saw lots of Indian doctors.
Right. Well, actually, I had heard that, a lot of Indians and Chinese folk were coming here already with the training to work in America. That's as I understood it. I understood they were being trained in their countries.
Colleges.
I'm sorry?
I think most of them go to American universities. If you were to shut down, if you were to cut down immigration from other countries into our American universities, we have 1,100 universities. What are they producing? In my opinion, they ain't producing nothing. You know, so they have to bring these other people in. I think if you stop countries from sending their people to this country, half the universities would shut down.
Wait a minute. The universities are state-funded. Are you talking about stopping people from coming in here
to
school?
No, if they stopped, because I'll bet you close to 30-40% of their total population in the university system is from foreign countries.
Right. He's saying, the universities couldn't handle a stop-down of immigration.
Might be the case. Fred, thanks for the call.
Have
we appreciate
a good night,
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. Torgo, you've got a letter to a congressperson.
Yes.
A letter to a representative.
And a letter from a representative.
And one of them is really, really mean and nasty.
Yeah.
We'll leave you to guess which one was the mean one. In fact, we'll reveal it here in a moment. Hour 3 coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If you run or